Shortly after they placed their orders, Danny turned and looked at his mom.
I have to use the bathroom.
Okay, honey, you know where it is. He jumped off his stool, then started hippity-hopping away as if he were riding a horse. Lynn leaned in toward Melanie conspiratorially.
Okay, I have to say this before he comes back.
Melanie's eyes grew wide with intrigue.
I had a dream last night about the PI I hired to find Drew.
She could feel her cheeks flush.
A sexy dream, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Her body started to tingle.
Shut the front door.
Except I woke up just before the good stuff started.
The sex, Lynn. It's okay to say the word sex.
It doesn't matter. I feel so guilty.
Melanie frowned. About what?
Drew is missing, and here I am fantasizing about the man who's trying to find him. What does that say about me?
You're human. You have needs. It was just a dream. Not like you went to his office stripped naked and had sex with him on his desk.
I'm being serious, Melanie.
So am I. You're doing everything you can to bring Drew home. Cut yourself some slack.
But I wanted him to ravage me.
All right. If you have any more dreams like that, feel free to share them. It's been a while for me.
Lynn burst out laughing.
You're so bad.